If you start looking at you, okay, compared to what is playing in the Premier League at this moment in time, he might be right up there with the very best. But he does have a lot that he needs to work on for me, Van Dijk. I think he's absolutely brilliant when the ball's in front of him, and he's phenomenal in the air. He's absolutely huge, and he's very, very difficult to get round. He's brilliant when the ball's in straight lines. The areas where I feel Van Dijk needs to improve the most are the non-obvious areas. So head movement. So if you watch Van Dijk when the ball goes into a wide area, he doesn't really move his head very often. He kind of looks at the ball, and there's people that move behind Van Dijk, and he goes into, if the ball goes into a wide area and he's going to cross, he tends to go into a zonal position at the near post and doesn't really have his body at the right angle or his head moving enough times to be able to see movement behind him. And with defending, defenders with the best head movement have the most awareness, which then allows them to prevent events from happening before they happen. So then you'll have more interceptions. You will actually prevent a ball being played just by being in a position that stops the opposition playing the pass into that area. And I think we have defenders that are really good, obvious defenders. So when they are involved in situations, the ball is in front of them, the player is in front of them, we defend really, really well. Where I think we can improve is our awareness, which prevents situations from happening. Because there's been even the set piece against West Ham, the ball comes over, it's flicked on at the near post, and Van Dijk loses his marker at the back post. It's not just Van Dijk, it's Gomez, Trent Alexander-Arnold. They have seen movement late, and it's nothing to do with talent. It's purely to do with awareness. But if Van Dijk truly wants to be known as one of, in that class, in the Nesta class, the Maldini, the Baresi, then that is the area of the game where he needs to really, really kind of focus on and improve on and become that true, true, undisputed world-class centre back.